Welcome to the Refuge Podcast, where we cultivate our faith in the shelter of God's Word. I'm your host, Jennifer Elwood. And today we are in chapter 20 of Counting Up to Christmas, 24 gifts from the Gospel of Luke, and we will receive the gift of the cornerstone. Read Luke 20 if you haven't yet, and contemplate this verse with me. Jesus looked directly at them and asked, "Then what is the meaning of that which is written? The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone." Luke 20, 17, NIV. Do you craft a gingerbread house during your Christmas festivities? This is a beloved tradition for our family. Perhaps, like me, through many cookie house building adventures, you discovered not all gingerbread houses are equal. Over the years, we've tried different types. Pre-assembled, big ones, small ones. I'm personally a fan of the pre-assembled. Who has the patience to wait for the icing to solidify? If you don't wait long enough, you end up with a mess. We experienced more than once a hurricane of broken cookies, sloppy frosting, and candies piled on a plate. Through these experiences, I've learned the key to a stable house is a well-prepared foundation. And if you want to cheat, a hot glue gun. The thought of crumbling foundations causes gratitude for our gift today, the cornerstone. The attribute of Jesus demands our attention. A cornerstone is an object of high importance which something else depends on. Jesus, who represents our gift from today fully opened, is a rock not cut by human hands upon whom we can build our faith. He is our unfailing, firm foundation. To open the gift of Jesus's cornerstone declaration, originally from Psalm 118:22, it is important for us to understand the parable at the vineyard. Let me take your hand and whisk you away like the Dickensian ghost of Christmas past to a vantage point hovering above a dirt field ready to receive the planting of grapevines. Imagine the pastoral scene. Soil, worked and prepared, awaits the planting of a vineyard during a warm spring season. The owner built a wall around the new creation with a lookout tower for protection. Anticipating future fruit production, he constructed wine presses in the ground. In the first year, the shoots must establish a well-anchored root system, so the workers provided supports for the developing shoots. The owner left responsibility for this land to the tenant farmers. He trusted their continued work to ensure the vines developed properly for the next 3 years. Growing vineyards is not a speedy process. Waiting for proper growth requires patience. In the second year, workers severely pruned the plants. Soil, nutrients, and drainage needed to be carefully checked. The employees worked diligently but remained unable to harvest. Then finally, in the third year, if weather, soil, pruning, and ripening all work in perfect harmony, the grape harvest occurred. Over time, the hearts of the workers hardened. They decided they would not give up any fruits from their labor. Wine production commenced, and monetary profit became reality. However, the owner, after 3 years away, sent messengers in waves to receive his share. The emissaries returned to him with tales of abuse. Perplexed, the owner sent his son, expecting success, but the evil workers killed him. The grieving father returned in wrath. He ended the lives of those who killed his son and passed the inheritance to others. The murder of the vineyard owner's son reminds us of the death of our Savior, doesn't it? Jesus experienced the brutal necessity of rejection and laid down his life in order to take his place at the cornerstone and mediator of the church. We all have a choice to reject God's gift or embrace it. When our branches are anchored on the real vine of our Father, we have increased security in our cornerstone. When we accept the gift and place Jesus as our cornerstone, the foundation for our lives remains secure. Today, here is our prayer. Lord, from the vines of the field to the rocks under our feet, we praise you for the gift of your Son, our cornerstone. Please help us to stand firm on Christ and have confidence in the rock you gave us to stand on. Help us to be living stones with infinite trust in the solid base, your Son. In Jesus' name, Amen. I highly recommend listening to the worship song, The Holly and the Ivy, that illuminates nature as a reminder of Christ and helps us contemplate the birth of our cornerstone. And here is your Christmas quietude prompt. Meditate on John 15:5, which is this: I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. In the NIV translation, ask God to reveal any tendrils of sin that are wrapped around your heart and mind and how he desires to untangle you from them. So either journal or spend some time in quiet contemplation with Jesus.